Everyone, welcome to the Arm Coach Podcast, episode 60. I've been riding such a high today, and I just had to bring this energy to you. I've been catching up with a few of my former clients, and wow, the transformations they've shared, just incredible. Yes, they've toned their arms, cut back on the late night snacking, and some have completely let go of sugar and flour because they genuinely don't want it anymore. But that's just the surface. What blows me away is how they've taken this work, the think, feel, act cycle, and used it to completely change their lives. Promotions, new careers, dream homes, healthy relationships. They're writing again, painting, running, starting businesses, things they once thought were out of reach. This is the power of sculpting your arms from the inside out. And today I want to talk about how you can tap into that same power starting right now. You know what I love most about these conversations? It's not just the success stories. It's what makes those results possible. The think, feel, act cycle isn't just another tool. It's a meta skill. When you master it, you're not just changing a habit. You're changing who you are becoming. This work doesn't just explain why you're stuck in patterns, why you keep skipping workouts, why the late night eating won't stop, or why you keep putting off your goals. It shows you exactly how to break free, how to build the results you actually want. Not just toned arms or less snacking, but the life you've been daydreaming about. The one you've quietly told yourself, one day I'll go for it. This is why I love what we do inside Arms by Christine, because I get to see women finally become the version of themselves they knew was in there all along. If you're feeling stuck today, whether it's with your arms, overeating, or just feeling like you're living on autopilot, this is for you. Let's talk about how to shift it. Here's the truth that changed everything for me, and it's almost embarrassingly simple. So simple, in fact, I missed it for years. If you want to sculpt your arms, if you want to stop overeating, if you want to break free from any habit that isn't serving you, there's one shift that has to happen. You have to move from wanting to change to committing to change. That's it. That's the difference. It's a massive mental shift, one that kept me stuck for nearly two decades. I see it in my clients too. Amazing, smart women who want things to be different, but they don't yet realize they're still just wanting. I lived in that space for so long. From age 12 to my late 30s, I was stuck in the wanting. I weighed almost 200 pounds and I wanted food to not be an issue. I wanted to be normal around it. I wanted to stop thinking about it constantly. I wanted to not want it so much. But nothing truly changed until I stopped wanting and finally committed. Today, I'm going to show you how to do the same because once you see the difference, you can't unsee it. This was one of the hardest parts of my journey, feeling like I had this overwhelming desire for food that no one else seemed to have, like I was somehow cursed with it. I used to wonder, why do I want it so much? Why can't I just be normal? I didn't want to want it because as long as I wanted it, that next bite, that extra serving, I was stuck in this constant loop of craving more. And when I wasn't overeating, I was white knuckling it, using willpower, feeling deprived, like I was missing out or punishing myself. Of course, the dream became just get rid of the desire. If I could just not want it anymore, then everything would be fine. But here's what I didn't see and what took me decades to understand. I spent all that time wanting things to change, but I wasn't committed to making it happen. That difference between wanting and committing was the breakthrough I didn't know I needed. Here's a question I want you to really sit with. Are you willing to keep taking action no matter what? Because when I finally got honest with myself, I wasn't. I wanted things to be different, but I didn't want to feel uncomfortable to get there. I wanted change as long as it came with ease, with comfort, with no cravings and no mess. And maybe you felt the same way. Even when I was willing to feel a little discomfort, it only lasted up to a point. And that's exactly why I spent years flip-flopping, right? With my weight, with dieting, with every Monday morning promise I made to myself. I'd overeat, feel shame, wake up the next morning bloated and disgusted, and say, "That's it. I am done. I'm never going to do this again." I hated how it felt. I hated lying to my kids about the candy I'd eaten. I hated the regret. I hated being that girl who ordered the supersized fries with a diet soda and told herself, "Tomorrow, everything changes." Sure, sometimes I did stop for a day, a week, maybe longer. But the whole time, I wasn't really changing. I was just using willpower to resist. I wasn't removing the desire. I was white knuckling it, hiding from it, hoping it would just go away on its own. Back then, I truly believed the only way I could succeed was to hide. I'd sequester myself at home thinking, if I just avoid everything, the parties, the dinners, the invites, maybe then I can stay on track. But it never lasted. Eventually, life would happen. Something would push me to my edge. A wedding would pop up, and I'd think, come on, I can't not eat cake at a wedding. Or a friend would visit, and I didn't want to admit yet again that I was on another diet. So I'd say yes to a meal I swore I'd start saying no to. Maybe there was a party coming and I couldn't imagine showing up without a drink. Or maybe I'd had a rough day, a breakup, a fight, or just one of those moments where I felt anxious, insecure, or low. Whatever it was, I'd reach that familiar breaking point. And when the emotional discomfort got too big, I'd give in every time. Screw it. Who cares? This is too hard. I can't do this. And I'd go right back to the habits I promised myself I'd left behind over and over again. Not because I was weak, not because I lacked willpower, but because I wasn't truly committed. I was trying to control my environment instead of managing my mind. And that distinction, it changed everything. I wasn't willing to keep taking action no matter what. I wanted things to change, but only if I could stay comfortable. And those two things, they don't go together. Because real change requires discomfort. It requires growth. It asks you to evolve, to stretch, to become someone new. And that means stepping out of your comfort zone, not clinging to it. But I didn't want that. I wanted toned arms, but I didn't want to feel sore. I wanted to stop overeating, but I didn't want to deal with cravings. I wanted to feel confident in sleeveless tops, but I didn't want to show up when it was hard. I know some of you listening right now, you're in that exact place. You're saying, "I'm so tired of hating my arms. I just want to feel good in my body again." But if you're still waiting for it to feel easy, if you're still stopping and starting, you haven't truly committed. Maybe it's not overeating. Maybe it's skipping your workouts when you're tired. Maybe it's constantly restarting on Monday. Maybe it's avoiding mirrors, avoiding photos, avoiding action. Here's the truth. If you're not showing up consistently, even when it's hard, you're still in wanting. And wanting is passive. Commitment is different. Commitment is action. It's doing the reps. It's managing your mind. It's showing up even when it's inconvenient or uncomfortable. Wanting wishes, commitment builds. Here's the thing about wanting. It's completely passive. It doesn't ask anything of you except to sit there and daydream about how you wish things were different. Because it's passive, it feels safe. You can want toned arms from the couch. You can want to stop overeating while scrolling your phone at night. You can want confidence in your body and never take a single step towards creating it. That's what I did for years. I stayed stuck in wanting because it let me pretend I was working on it without actually doing the uncomfortable parts. But what finally changed everything for me was this. I stopped making dramatic declarations like, I'll never overeat again, because I had said that line too many times before and it never stuck. Eventually, I realized if I keep doing the same thing and it keeps not working, maybe it's time to try something new. And that something new, it started with dropping the drama and picking up consistency. So no, I didn't make some big dramatic promise like I'm never gonna overeat again. Because let's be honest, I had said that before more than once and it never stuck. But I did commit to one simple, powerful thing. I knew overeating was helping me cope with stress, anxiety, insecurity, boredom. It was my go-to, my way to feel better. So I decided I'm taking a break from sugar and flour, not forever, but for now, so I can finally teach my brain how to handle these emotions without a snack in my hand. That was the shift. That was the commitment. I wasn't swearing off food forever. I wasn't swearing off sugar and flour forever. I was making space to learn how to feel uncomfortable, to learn how to calm my nervous system, to learn how to unwind without sugar, to learn how to manage my mind instead of stuffing it down with food. And that meant showing up differently. It meant learning how to feel anxious or awkward or overwhelmed and not run to the pantry. It meant choosing a walk, a workout, or a journaling moment instead of reaching for chips. That's what commitment looked like. Not perfection, but a willingness to be uncomfortable over and over again, so I could become the woman I wanted to be. I want to tell you something, and it might feel a little uncomfortable to hear at first, but if you're frustrated with your overeating, if you're frustrated that your arms still don't look the way that you want them to, if you're tired of skipping workouts, falling back into old habits, or not following through, your problem is actually really simple. You're not committed yet. I know that sounds harsh, but it's actually great news, because once you realize there's a moment, a pattern, where you always pull back and say, this is too hard, I'm too uncomfortable, that's the moment where your freedom begins. Because now you're not confused anymore. You're just clear. Once you see the difference between wanting and committing, everything starts to make sense. Wanting is passive. It feels like you're doing something, right? You're thinking about change, planning for it, imagining how great it would feel, but none of that creates real results. It just creates more thinking, more hoping, more waiting. Commitment, on the other hand, that creates movement. That creates toned arms. That creates food freedom. That creates the woman you've been imagining becoming, the one who follows through. Here's what happens when you stay in wanting. The habit doesn't pause. It doesn't wait for you to be ready. It keeps rolling. It keeps gaining momentum. Every time you repeat it, whether it's skipping your workout, reaching for that snack, or saying just this once, the habit gets more deeply wired into your brain. And the more entrenched it becomes, the more it runs the show. You start to believe you need food to relax. You start to think you can't manage stress or boredom or anxiety without something in your hand. You stop trusting yourself to feel desire without saying yes to it. As those consequences pile up, the sluggishness, the self-doubt, the frustration with your body, guess what? You start wanting change even more. Here's the trap. Wanting just creates more wanting. It loops, it spins, it keeps you stuck. Commitment is the only thing that creates results. Because when you commit, you decide. You decide what you want: toned arms, peace with food, confidence in your body. And you start taking action. Not for a day, not for a week, but until you create what you came for. Commitment means you don't just take one action and quit when it gets hard. You keep showing up over and over again. That's how trust is built. That's how strength is built. That's how arms are sculpted, physically and mentally. Sometimes you'll try something new and it works. Maybe you go to your mom's house and decide ahead of time, I'm not going to eat her banana bread or her strawberry pie this time. And your brain, it catastrophizes. It says, she's going to make a big deal. She'll judge me. She'll think I'm rude or weird. But then you do it. And it's fine. She barely notices. She doesn't say a word. The whole thing, it's a big nothing. And in that moment, you get a win. You think, that was totally survivable. I can do that again. That's how confidence is built, through action, not overthinking. But sometimes you'll try something and it doesn't go quite how you want it. You show up to a party feeling awkward. You skip the snack table, you don't pour a drink, but you still feel off. You're uncomfortable. You feel a little out of place. And so you leave early and think, see, I just can't do this. I don't belong. But even that moment is part of the process, because you showed up, you took action, and now you've got data, not failure. That's the difference between wanting and committing. Wanting stops when it feels hard. Commitment stays in the game. When you're committed, really committed, and something doesn't go the way you hoped, you don't throw in the towel. You don't say, see, I knew I couldn't do this. Instead, you get curious. You pause and say, that didn't work. What was I thinking in that moment? What was the emotion driving my action? What was playing out in my think, feel, act cycle? You use the misstep as data, not drama. You ask yourself, what can I learn here? What can I try differently next time? Because that's what commitment looks like. It's not about never stumbling. It's about refusing to stay down. You take what didn't work, you learn from it, and you keep taking action until you create the result you want, whether that's toned arms, peace with food, or simply learning to trust yourself again. Wanting keeps you stuck in hope. Commitment keeps you moving forward no matter what. This is something we go deep on inside Arms by Christine, not just the mindset of commitment, but how to apply it when you're in the moment, when your brain is telling you to skip your workout or just give in. That's where we do the real work, shifting from knowing to doing. Because here's the thing, creating real change doesn't have to be complicated. It starts with one powerful question. Where do you want to be 1 year from now? 365 days from today. Do you still want to be hiding your arms in every photo? Still avoiding sleeveless tops because you don't feel confident? Still talking yourself out of workouts or restarting the same plan over and over again? Still thinking about how uncomfortable you feel in your body and wondering why it's so hard to follow through? Or do you want to feel strong in your body? Do you want to look in the mirror and actually see sculpted arms looking back at you? Do you want to feel energized, proud, and confident? Not just because of how your arms look, but because of who you became in the process. That's the version of you commitment creates. And if that's where you want to be, then it's time to ask yourself a deeper question. Are you willing to commit? Not just to wanting toned arms, but to doing what it takes, especially on the days you don't feel like it. Are you willing to show up when your brain says, it's not working fast enough? Are you willing to pick up the weights, go for the walk, manage your thoughts, and keep going no matter what? Because that's what creates change. Ask yourself, am I committed to the result I want? And am I willing to take action until I get there? That one decision, that one shift, is what separates dreaming from doing. And it's exactly how you become a woman who lives in the body she's always wanted. I hear this a lot. I'll try this for a couple weeks and see what happens. Honestly, I used to think that too, without even realizing it. My brain had an invisible timetable running in the background. It was like, I'll give this a shot for a week, maybe two, maybe a month. But anything beyond that, too much, too hard, not sustainable. Here's the thing. When you're truly committed, the timeline doesn't matter because commitment means you keep showing up no matter how long it takes. You keep showing up when the scale doesn't move, when your arms aren't sculpted yet, when the motivation dips, because you're not chasing fast results. You're creating real ones. Yes, it's going to get uncomfortable, because you're learning something new. You're teaching your brain and body a new way of living, one where strength, confidence, and consistency replace old habits. And that means stepping out of your comfort zone. Right now, your comfort zone might be skipping your workouts, grabbing a snack instead of picking up the weights, scrolling instead of stretching, hiding your arms instead of sculpting them. But the only way out of that cycle is through discomfort, through repetition, through showing up again and again, especially when it gets hard. So ask yourself, are you willing to commit? Even when it's not quick, even when it's not easy, even when it takes longer than you hoped. That's what it takes to become the woman who follows through and creates real, lasting change. Here's the real question I want you to sit with. Will you commit? even when it gets uncomfortable? Will you stay committed when you're overwhelmed, when you're bored, when you're feeling insecure and your brain starts whispering, I just need to relax. I just need a break. Will you stay committed when self-doubt creeps in? When your mind starts spinning with, what if I never figure this out? What if I fail again? What if this doesn't work for me? Because those moments will come. Not just in your journey to tone your arms, but in any transformation worth doing. Your brain will offer every excuse it can find. I'm too tired. I had a long day. There's too much going on. I'll do it tomorrow. But here's the truth. Commitment means taking action anyway. It means showing up for your arms, your health, your future self, even when you don't feel like it, even when motivation is gone and you're not seeing results as fast as you hoped, even when your brain is telling you, you should have figured this out by now. Are you willing to try as many strategies as it takes until you find what works for you? Because that was a huge shift for me. I had to stop expecting one plan, one routine, one magic solution to fix everything. Instead, I learned to keep testing, keep tweaking, keep showing up. And if the way I was showing up wasn't working, I didn't quit. I shifted. I adjusted. I kept going. That's what real commitment looks like. And finally, let me ask you this. Are you committed to finding a solution to every obstacle that comes up? Because here's what I see over and over again. Women hit a roadblock and that's it, game over. They miss a workout, they overeat, they get off track, and they use that as a reason to stop. But if you're truly committed, you don't stop. You solve. You get curious. You say, okay, what happened here? And how do I adjust? Be honest with yourself. Are you willing to keep taking action no matter what obstacle you face? Because unless your answer is a clear, solid yes to all of these questions, you're still stuck in wanting. You're wishing for toned arms, wishing for consistency, wishing for confidence, but you're not actually creating it. Now, once you do commit, once you draw that line in the sand and say, I'm in, no matter what, I'm showing up for myself until this becomes who I am. Let me tell you what happens next. Your brain is gonna freak out. Mine did. My clients' brains do it every single time. That conflict between your primitive brain and your higher brain, totally normal, totally expected. Because those two parts of you want very different things. Your primitive brain, the lower part, just wants ease, comfort, and reward. It wants to stay in the habit. It wants quick pleasure. It wants you to skip the workout, grab the snack, and scroll your phone instead of lifting weights. It says, let's just do what we've always done. It's easier that way. But your prefrontal cortex, your higher brain, that's where the magic happens. That's the part of you that has vision. That's the part that knows you want toned, strong arms, that knows you want to feel good in your body. And that part of you was designed to manage your lower brain, to override impulse with intention. The conflict, it's not a sign something's wrong. It's a sign that you're finally stepping into the next version of yourself. And that's exactly where the real change begins. Here's something I want every woman listening to remember. You have a prefrontal cortex. We all do. And it's your superpower. It's what makes you uniquely equipped to override the urges of your lower brain, the part that's running on autopilot and habits. Because right now, the things you do, skipping your workouts, reaching for snacks, avoiding discomfort, those patterns feel automatic. They feel like they just happen. But your prefrontal cortex, your higher brain, it's what allows you to bring awareness to those moments, to pause, to question, to choose something different. That part of your brain is wired for long-term vision. It's there to support the real needs in your life, not just, I want fries right now, or I need a reward, or let's just relax on the couch instead of doing arm work today. Your higher brain, she's thinking bigger. She's holding your dreams. She wants toned, strong arms. She wants freedom from the cycle. She wants to see you show up in your body, in your clothes, in your life with confidence. And she's the one who can step in and say to your lower brain, you're okay. This isn't an emergency. You don't need to give in to this craving. You're not going to die without a snack or that dopamine hit. Nothing has gone wrong here. We're just doing something new. That's the power of your human brain, and it's available to you every single day. The truth is, the reason you want that extra snack, the reason you're craving it, is simply because you've conditioned yourself to. That desire isn't permanent. It's not who you are. It's just a habit your brain has learned. And the amazing news is, if you conditioned it in, you can also condition it out. That's what your higher brain is capable of. So yes, when you commit, when you go all in, when you say, I'm going to show up for my arms, for my strength, for my confidence, no matter what, your brain is going to freak out a little. Totally normal. That lower brain is going to throw a tantrum. This is hard. This isn't fun. Let's do what's easy. But here's the skill I want you to practice. Let the toddler brain freak out and don't react. Let the craving come and don't chase it. Say to yourself, I hear you. You can want that snack. You can want to quit, but we're not doing that right now. This is the skill of managing your mind. This is what it looks like to use your higher brain, your prefrontal cortex, to interrupt the old patterns and choose something better. And it's not just about changing how you eat or how you move. It's not just about toning your arms, although that's an amazing result. It's about becoming the kind of woman who follows through, who rewires her brain, who no longer lives at the mercy of old habits. And that's why my clients don't just see changes in their arms. They start making changes in their entire lives. They start businesses. They set boundaries. They feel bold in their skin. They start showing up with a level of energy and confidence they haven't felt in years. Because when you learn how to manage your mind, there's nothing you can't create. This is exactly the kind of work we practice together in Arms by Christine. It's not about perfection. It's about building the tools to show up for yourself on the hard days and learning how to think and feel like the woman who follows through. This is why I always say, changing your relationship with your body, and yes, even changing how you eat, is just the first step to creating the life you really want. Because here's what I believe. When you've conditioned your brain to over-desire food, especially the highly concentrated instant gratification kind, you didn't do that on purpose. You didn't come into the world craving snacks, skipping workouts, or wanting to quit every time it got hard. You learned that pattern. And the good news, you can unlearn it. When you do, when you start showing up for your arms for your goals, for your future, even in the face of cravings, resistance, and that lower brain tantrum screaming, come on, just give in. And you say, nope, we're not doing that today. Something incredible happens. You evolve. Your brain literally upgrades because you are teaching it on purpose how to not desire something it used to chase without question. You are developing mental and emotional strength most people never even tap into. Here's the crazy part. When you do this work, when you learn to manage over desire, not react to it, and move forward anyway, you actually become more powerful than someone who never had the struggle in the first place. I want you to really let that land. Doing this work makes your brain more evolved. You're not broken because this is hard. You're not behind because you've struggled. You are literally rewiring your brain to operate on a higher level, to act with intention, to choose strength over comfort, to live from your higher self. And once you learn how to do that, there is nothing you can't create. Here's the truth. You have to teach your brain how to manage itself. You have to train it on purpose to navigate the think, feel, act cycle, especially when your lower brain is throwing a fit and begging for instant gratification. You know the moments I'm talking about, the ones where your brain is screaming, let's just skip the workout today. You deserve fries. You've had a long day. One treat won't hurt. Or when it whispers things like, I'm out of control. I don't even know why I ate all that. It just happened. That's what your lower brain wants you to believe, that this is unconscious, automatic, out of your hands. But of course it's not. You can bring awareness. You can interrupt the pattern. You can step into your higher brain and say, we're not doing that anymore. And when you master that skill, when you learn how to manage your mind in the exact moment your commitment is being challenged, that's when everything changes. Your brain will offer every excuse in the book. It's just a party. It's the holidays. Everyone else is indulging just this once. But when you stop reacting and instead respond from your higher brain, when you hold your commitment, even in the face of temptation or fatigue or self-doubt, that's where true power is built. Because once you've learned how to manage your own over-desire, once you've stopped letting your habits run the show, you've laid the foundation to conquer anything. Toning your arms becomes just the beginning. You've proven you can lead your brain, not just follow its urges. And from there, there's no goal out of reach. And here's the best part. Once you have this skill, once you've trained your brain to show up for your goals no matter what, you can apply it to anything. You want tone sculpted arms? Done. You want to run a marathon at 55? You can. You want to change careers, write a book, start that business, feel strong and sexy and confident in your own skin? You have every tool you need right inside of you. Because when you shift from wanting to committing, when you stop just knowing what to do and start doing it, even when it's hard, even when your brain throws a tantrum, you evolve. You evolve on purpose. You become a woman who doesn't just wish for change, you create it. And I want to tell you something personal. For so long, I believed my overeating was the worst part about me. The way I craved food, the way I felt out of control. I thought that was my flaw. But now I see it as the thing that made me. Because learning how to manage my mind, learning how to feel my feelings without buffering with food, learning how to show up for my goals, especially when it wasn't easy. That skill didn't just help me tone my arms. It became the springboard for everything else I've created in my life. And that's why I love this work so much, because it's not just about looking better. It's about becoming the next version of yourself, the stronger you, the bolder you, the you who finally follows through. Let me leave you with this. Are you stuck in wanting? Or are you ready to commit, to take action, no matter what, no matter how long it takes, no matter how uncomfortable it feels? Because that's when everything starts to shift. All right, my friends, if this episode hit home and you're ready to stop starting over, I invite you to come join us inside Arms by Christine. This is where we do the deeper mindset work, the consistent action taking, and the coaching that helps you become the woman you know you can be, strong, sculpted, and confident in your own skin. You can find the link in the show notes. I'd love to see you inside. Okay, I'll see you next week on the Arm Coach Podcast. Hey, before you go, if this episode or any of the other episodes on this podcast have helped you in any way, please leave a 5-star rating and review. Your review will help us find and have maximum impact on as many women as possible. While you're there, hit the subscribe button so we can continue on this journey to sculpted arms together. Thank you so much for your support. I've loved having you here today, and talk soon in the next episode.